Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Henny, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden, your host of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Hi, and welcome to episode 262 of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. I'm John Malden, and this week I'm joined by Denise Hicks, artistic director of the Nashville Shakespeare Festival, and she brought with her Robert Marigza, operations manager, and we are going to discuss their latest production of Julius Caesar, right after these brief messages.
If you love the Inexplicable Dumb Show as much as I do, don't be shy about it. Go ahead and wear your feelings on your sleeve, or at least your chest. Head on over to our Cafe Press store and wear your support for the IDS proudly. www.cafepress.com/dumbshow.
Hi, I am someone you will probably never meet. Yet I ask you to take time
to think about people you don't know but need your help. Children, some of them. And they don't all play, in the gutter, of course.
Well, maybe if it's called for.
These men, women, and yes, even the children are professional actors. They want and need your time, money, and support.
For just pennies a second, you can enjoy the fruits of their labor. Make sure they know you heard about them on the Inexplicable Dumb Show. They may look at you funny, but that doesn't matter. It's for the children.
It's for the children.
It's time once again for some deep fried theater!
All right, so I've got joining me in this in lovely studio 1103. I've got Denise Hicks, artistic director. Robert, say your last name for me.
Marigza.
Robert Marigza, who is the operations manager. Denise Hicks is the artistic director of the Nashville Shakespeare Festival. And I have to start with an apology to you because I put an S in your name as opposed to a C in all my emails.
How dare you, John, with an H.
So sorry. I blame it on my high school friend. She had an S in her name, and therefore every Denise has to have an S in her name.
That is the usual way, but however, my mother was unusual.
Well, that's great. So we're here to talk a little bit about your latest production, Julius Caesar. So why don't we hop right into it? When do we open officially?
We open January 12th. And run to the end of the month, January 29th. We are Thursday through Sunday for the public performances. And we also have a whole bunch of student matinees happening at 10 a.m. during the week. Yeah, we're really excited about that. And educational outreach is a really important part of what we do. So we are really excited to share this show with how many students will see it, Robert?
Approximately 2,400.
Wow. Now, they're coming to you as opposed to you going to them, correct, in the matinee shows?
That's correct. They'll be coming in on buses from their schools and for a 10 a.m. show and then going back to school and hopefully telling all their friends about it.
With visions of Julius Caesar dancing in their heads.
Death and blood and all that sort of stuff.
We love to show the kids what life's really about.
Yeah, it's a dog-eat-dog world, kids. Learn early. So what age range are you dealing with children-wise?
High school mainly, but we have some middle schools coming as well.
Okay. Now, this is all part of – they have to read Julius Caesar, right?
Still required curriculum in the state of Tennessee. So the idea is that his plays were meant to be played, not read, you know. So it's just very difficult. And even theater kids say the hardest part of English class is reading Shakespeare in school. It's just hard. So we are thrilled to be able to give them some players, really, really good actors, and just, you know, bring it to life for them so they can understand, oh, these are characters who have something to say rather than just blah, 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 blah.
Well, it's funny because, I mean, even in my high school experience with Shakespeare, it suffered because, you know, either one, you had to read it off on your own. And you know, I firmly believe Shakespeare is really great read aloud just for, understanding's sake. But then we had a teacher who, of course, every student had to read. So you had, and, you know, so every student to a lesser or more degree would be invested in what's going on, right? So
sometimes you could get what they were saying, and sometimes they could care less if they were clear. Exactly. They were just saying words, you know. So
yeah,
bringing it out, bringing it on stage, bringing it live is really beyond being great theater. It's a great way to kind of introduce kids to Shakespeare and that sort of deal.
It is. Well, we were marveling that Julius Caesar is a really political play. It's not about things that kids or teenagers are necessarily really thinking about unless they're really into politics. So we continue to bring out the humanity of these characters so that it's not so much politics as it is relationships mm-hmm. and betrayal of a friend rather than just betrayal
right.
of a political party.
Make it approachable,
party.
Yeah, as opposed to hitting a dogma or something per se. So what's the greatest is there some sort of what's the twist? Is there a twist? Is it kind of set modern day or is it set, do you have a heavy concept over it or you just say these are the words and here it is and let's deal with it?
It's not a heavy concept that's been being, that the play is being interpreted through necessarily. It is going to be recognizably classical, Rome, but not a museum representation of Rome. We take some liberties in order to abstract a bit and not overbuild the, you're not going to see a heavily built set or anything like that. It'll be somewhat spare.
Mm-hmm. Rome wasn't built in a day.
and stylized.
Mm-hmm.
It's theatrical. It really is. Shakespeare did not write an accurate history of Julius Caesar.
Right,
he had some accurate notes from the time, but he put his own theatrical twist on it. And so using Shakespeare as a standard, we do the same thing.
Cool.
But we do have really cool swords.
That's true.
Kind of Roman style. Yeah.
the fights in this show are really exciting. You guys are going to enjoy them.
Okay, so who choreographed your fights?
The extraordinary David Wilkerson. He's really an amazing choreographer, really creative, and just not the conventional 3-5, 3-5.
Right.
You see, but,
slow death under the arm one.
Yeah, so they're intricate. The battle scenes, although we only have 12 actors who are actually involved in the battle scenes, nobody only fights with one person, so you're parrying one direction
right.
as you thrust
correct.
In another, and there's a lot of twists and turns about the battle, so they're really intricate and fun, and for all the work that we put into them, they're over in like a minute.
You're right. So how have the former NFL players developed to Julius Caesar? Because one of the things that I hear, because you've got Eddie George playing Julius Caesar, for those that haven't heard, in the stratosphere.
Oh, here. Yeah, him.
Oh, that guy. Because I've talked to, Liz Walsh, and I've talked to Dan Hackman, just person, and the first thing they say is they're like, oh, he's big, so.
And gorgeous.
That's the second one. Yeah, big and gorgeous.
He is.
But I guess blending the fights, I guess you're getting, it makes sense that in this particular production, we have to have, 20 people kill Caesar because he's so much.
Yeah. And David is so creative that he has Caesar fighting back. I mean, he does not go down easily. So it takes us all. And it is unfortunate. I mean, good for the storytelling, but bad for our sweet souls. It's a really graphic and gruesome killing. And so, it's hard to do. I'm one of the conspirators. I actually have to slice his hamstring to bring him down, and it's really, but it's sad. It's a really beautiful death. Eddie is so graceful and he has such an amazing control of his body and body awareness. And he actually thinks really beautifully through his physicality. So he has been a joy to kill every day. and then he doesn't, then he's a dead. His ghost shows up in the second act in the battle scenes, but he doesn't actually have to do any of the sword fighting. So, but he is really, he's wonderful to work with and really open and eager to learn more about the art of acting. So that's been such a joy to have him as an ensemble member.
Cool. I think what you just said just kind of hit me as your T-shirt for the show. Eddie George is a joy to kill.
He is.
Nashville Shakespeare Festival
over
on the back.
And over.
So how did this come about? I mean, did you reach out to him? Did he reach out to you? I mean, it's kind of a random sort of...
Well, Nashville is a pretty tight community. And he started his own theater company earlier in 2011, and they brought me in to coach them doing Shakespeare because it's something he's always wanted to do. He's just been aching to do some Shakespeare. I actually had heard last year, I guess it was during Love's Labor's Lost, that his agent called and said, so how would one of my clients get to be in one of your shows? And I was like, well, you know, come audition. So he did. So I encouraged him to, because after working with his company for a little while and seeing him do Shakespeare and seeing that he was not afraid to just tackle it,
right,
pun intended, he is perfect for the role. He's just a charismatic leader. It's a good size role for him because he's got some really awesome speeches, but it's not,
right,
it's not, you know, a huge long, like I say, he dies in the first act, so, you know, we actually gave him some extra lines as the ghost in the second act because Shakespeare didn't really have him say much, so we pulled some lines from Richard III that some other ghost says to somebody he's haunting. And but, you know, he's just a great sport, so pun intended.
There you go. Now, okay, so who else is in the cast? You've got Brian Webb Russell.
David Compton, Robin Berg. Help me out, Denise.
Tamira Henry is awesome as Calpurnia.
Eric Pasto Crosby as Mark Antony.
Me, I'm playing Denisius Brutus. Decius Brutus in Messala.
Matthew Raich, who you saw as Romeo in our Romeo and Juliet this past summer.
He's back as Octavius.
Right, and Dan Hackman.
And Liz Walsh. Yeah. Right. Maya Abrams is a Nashville School of the Arts student who is in the ensemble, and you know, we really like working with young people as often as we can. So.
Of course, and Caleb Pritchett, also a student at Lipscomb, who is in the show as an intern as well.
He was Benvolio last summer.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So a lot of people in the cast, and I'm picturing in my mind when Eddie George came in, did any of the males try to alpha male up? You know what I mean?
Impossible. No, he does not.
I didn't figure that would be. But
he doth bestride the narrow world like a colossus.
Yeah,
he does.
Yeah. You have to kowtow. There is no question.
Yeah, I figured as much, but I don't know. I mean, Dan Hackman's kind of scrappy, so.
Yeah, yeah, but there is a presence about this man that really brings everyone to their knees, which is why we have to kill him. You know? We just have to. That's the only, so it really helps tell the story as you see these conspirators saying, how do we stop him? Killing him is the only way.
Right.
You know, so that it's an awesome way to tell the story. We are so fortunate to have him, and he has expressed his gratitude for this opportunity many, many times. So it's really, really a great partnership.
Cool. Outstanding. So give me those dates again.
We open to the public January 12th and run through January 29th. We run Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
At 7:30 p.m.
7:30 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 2:30 p.m. on Sundays.
Okay, and tickets can be had by going
NashvilleShakes.org.
Okay, so when you're listening to this, you can go to the inexplicabledumbshow.com. I'll have all the links there for you. So
thanks, John.
Well, thanks for you guys. Thanks for stopping by and trekking all the way down here to my humble abode.
Gorgeous day in Tennessee.
Well, thank you.
Hey actors, want to set up a website that is not a Facebook account? Yeah, use your name as your domain name. Check out Dreamhost, it's easy to set up, and because you are a listener of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, you get a special treat. That's right, go to www.dreamhost.com and enter this special code, IDS, all caps. You will receive 2 domain names with your web hosting package purchased from Dreamhost. But only if you use the promo code IDS. And remember to use all caps on that. Just another way you get buzzed by the Inexplicable Dumb Show.
Well, that's it. I'd like to thank Denise Hicks and Robert Marigza for stopping by, driving all the way down to Studio 1103 to chat about Nashville Shakespeare Festival's production of Julius Caesar, which features Eddie George. Now, among other talented Nashville actors, I'd like to wish my friends and friends of the Dumb Show that listen to the Dumb Show that are in that production break legs and kick butt and that sort of thing. And speaking of kicking butt, if you've been a listener of the Inexplicable Dumb Show over the last year and a half, you might have heard me talk to or mention several times over the course of the year and a half about a playwright named Christopher Diaz. I met Christopher Diaz at Actors Theater of Louisville during the Humana Festival several years ago, and he was workshopping a play, just getting kind of getting off its feet, which was called The Elaborate Entrance of Chad Deedy. It has now, over the year and a half, blossomed into productions across this great country. It's got it published by Samuel French, and things are kind of coming full circle with a production of it back at Actors Theater of Louisville. So next week, I'm really excited about this and excited for him. Next week, we're going to chat about his production at Actors Theater of Louisville, and hopefully we're going to have him. We're going to have some of the actors that are involved in that production, and who knows, we might get into a little smack talk, wrestler style. I don't know, but I'm looking forward to it. But that's all next week. Hey, I'll see you. Bye. That's a detergent.
Are you a music lover? Then let Magnatune dazzle you with how different we are from the rest of the music industry. Interesting independent artists in diverse genres. Perfect quality wave files in addition to MP3s and many other formats. Instant album downloads or traditional CDs by mail with free shipping. All this and half of every sale goes directly to the artist. So visit us now at magnatune.com. That's M-A-G-N-A-T-U-N-E. Magnatune. We are not evil.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.